And one of the big traditions, of course, of Christmas is the Christmas tree. And it's that annual decision. Do you go real or do you go artificial? Well, we're joined on the line by Sarah Livesby, who is from the Ottershaw Christmas Tree Farm. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello.
Yes, morning. Really good to talk to you this morning. Thank you for coming on. I know, I reckon you're probably going to be very busy today, at a guess.
Yes, we are very busy indeed. Not as bad as yesterday, but still plenty of people coming through.
So do you think, Sarah, it's this weekend, that's the weekend to get the decorations up? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Sometimes it's this weekend, sometimes it's next weekend. But I think people are in deep requirement of some Christmas cheer because of, the general COVID situation. So I think they still want uplifting. So they're getting on with their Christmas festivities.
Yeah, we're driven past your Christmas tree farm. You're just by the ambulance station on the A320 on the way to St Peter's Hospital. So, lots of people know where you are and lots of people come and buy your Christmas trees. So is it a year-round operation to get everything kind of... Do you have sort of staff there all year getting things ready and everything?
But, it is a year-round operation because... as soon as we've recovered from this, we have to start thinking about how many trees we want to plant, what trees we want to plant, and so we'll be doing that in the springtime. And then the older trees, they all need trimming, and they get trimmed before they flush and after they flush. So, it's an all-round, we have to be on it all the time.
Is there a particular type of tree or a better tree to have if you don't want loads of needles to fall off and things to happen, particularly when people start using them at home?
We traditionally grow Norways here and blue spruce, and we have grown Nordman, but we sold them all last year. But the Nordman are the ones that are known for being non-drop, basically, and they're very, very popular.
I can imagine.
They're also very popular with the deer. They like eating them, so we have to keep on top of it.
Well, yes.
Make sure the deer don't get
them.
For some reason, the deer like it more than any other tree.
So you get a lot of deer in Ottershaw, then?
Enough to cause us a lot of problems, If we don't put the fences up high and keep them out. There's enough, yeah.
So, yeah, that's all you need. Come in and find all the Christmas trees being eaten by the local deer.
Exactly.
So during the Christmas period, you're sort of, when do you start chopping the trees down ready to sell?
Well, we chop our trees at the very last minute. So we opened on Friday the 26th and we started chopping them on the Wednesday before, so on the 24th.
Okay. So that would mean they're nice and fresh, obviously, for people to put in their homes.
Yes, and then we carry on chopping them, as they go out, we keep chopping them right up to, I don't know, we've got some orders in for like that last week even, so we'll be chopping them right up until that moment, but not many at all.
And is it quite hard to get the numbers right sometimes? I mean, you sort of don't know exactly how many people are going to come through your doors to get the Christmas tree.
We use last year's figures as a rough guide, and so we know sort of we're hoping that we'll. I mean, we did really well last year because of the COVID. Everyone wanted to be out to entertain themselves. Christmas tree farms were about the only place, apart from supermarkets, that we were allowed to be out. So people were making a bit of a day of it. So we did really well last year.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, going to a Christmas tree farm would be more festive than walking around a supermarket.
Yeah, but we're doing, we are almost keeping up. I mean, whether it will drop off after this weekend, I don't know, but we are doing pretty well.
Okay. And in terms of the environment, we've had the COP26 and lots of people kind of thinking about carbon footprint, climate change and everything. And actually, interestingly, I was looking at some research and the carbon footprint of a 2-metre real tree, if disposed of in a sustainable way, can be up to 10 times less than a similar sized artificial tree. I mean, what do you do in terms of making the whole thing environmentally friendly?
We have to spray our trees because otherwise people will be upset if they get them home and find they've got little insects hopping around their living room. So we do have to do it, but we do it as minimally as we can. And we do a little bit of herbicide, but mostly we've got, luckily, a very old employee who likes going up and down on a mower, mowing all the the grass away so the trees can grow without being strangled. So that is a major environmental thing. We keep that, the chemical thing really low. And when we finish the field, we leave it free for usually a few years. So we plant seeds for the birds and the insects and what have you to keep that side of it, let the whole natural thing take off for a few years. And then the only thing that really upsets me is the netting we use. that could be around for a while. Apparently the biodegradable one currently biodegrades before we get it to the tree. So
yeah, so that's something
to look at, that
something to think about, something to think about for the future. But I mean, actually, it is a environmental process, beneficial for the environment. Chopping down the tree, planting new trees. It's kind of natural, isn't it? And
Yes, exactly. And it smells nice as well.
Yes, I bet the smell's lovely.
They do. Everyone's just like, oh, I can smell. When they come here, they can smell. And then you can, and I can tell which trees are going past my little office here because they all smell a bit different.
Ah. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been operating up there?
30 years.
Wow, okay. So a thing or two about Christmas trees.
Yeah, no, my dad started literally with a tractor and trailer by the gate, thinking, oh, is anyone going to stop? Because I think in those days you went to your local greengrocer to get your Christmas tree back in those, if I remember rightly, maybe your local garden centre.
Yeah.
But that was the only, now there's quite a few, places that specialise in Christmas trees.
Yeah, but actually going to a Christmas tree farm like yourself, obviously you grow, I think, 95% of what you sell. So, that's local.
We normally do, but not this year, unfortunately. We've had to, because we sold every single Nordman we have. So we've had to buy some in, unfortunately.
But the idea of, normally having stuff you grow and selling, the fact that the carbon footprint is reduced because obviously people are buying it locally sourced. And if somebody, comes and buys a Christmas tree from you, obviously it's got to last until past the Christmas period. So what advice can you give to people buying their Christmas trees to make them last?
Well, the easy bit is to water it.
Yeah.
All of them, doesn't matter which one it is, but the less comfortable bit is, which is environmental as well, is to turn your heating down a little bit if you can, and try to place the tree as far away from the radiator as you can.
Okay.
It really does help to do that. Although some years we've bunged ours straight on a radiator, turned it up, and it survives, but that's a severe gamble, so you probably want to,
take some care of a tree.
Do what
it.
You can.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So it lasts for the new year.
Okay, well, Sarah, it's been really good to talk to you. Really nice to sort of hear about your business. I mean, I'm sort of, aware of you kind of up there by the ambulance station on the A320, between Ottershaw, really, and St Peter's Hospital. The postcode, if people want to come and get their Christmas tree, and join the many people coming to get their trees this weekend. Yeah. KT16OPJ. And, when do you sort of close for the festive season this year?
We will close on the 24th, midday.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to us. It's been
really good. Thank you, Sarah. I hope you get time to put your own tree up at some point.
Yeah.
Exactly. It stood outside my front door, and I won't do it till New Year's Eve, till Christmas Eve.
Everyone else getting their tree sorted first.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. Well, Sarah, thank you so much, and have a lovely Christmas, won't you?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That is Sarah from the Ottershaw Christmas Tree Farm.